This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. In the book End of Days, his 16th Pike Logan novel, Brad Taylor blends an all-too-plausible geopolitical nightmare that could have been ripped from today's headlines with an unforgettable cast, authentic operational details, and heart-pounding action. Whether it's free climbing buildings in Rome, parachuting out of a Learjet, or tracking terrorists in the Syrian desert, it's a stellar combination that makes him, according to the Associated Press, one of today's premier authors writing about the world of special ops. Brad Taylor is a retired lieutenant colonel, 21-year veteran of the U.S. Army Infantry and Special Forces, including 8 years with the 1st Special Forces Operational Detachment Delta, popularly known as Delta Force, where he commanded multiple troops in a squadron. Taylor retired in 2010 after serving more than 2 decades and participating in Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom, as well as classified operations in Afghanistan and around the globe. His final military post was an assistant professor of military science at the Citadel. He holds a Master's of Science in Defense Analysis from the Naval Postgraduate School with a concentration in irregular warfare. In 2011, Taylor published his debut novel, One Rough Man, which was an immediate success and launched this Pike Logan series. Now, as I mentioned, with 16 installments and more than 3 million copies sold, the series has consistently hit the New York Times bestseller list. When not writing, Taylor serves as a security consultant on asymmetric threats for various agencies. Makes his home in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. Happy to have Brad Taylor join me now. Brad, welcome to this program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So where did the idea for End of Days come from?
It actually came about 5 books ago. I did research for Ring of Fire. I came out of Morocco in Spain, and my wife, because she's my wife, planned a 2-day layover in Rome, and we did the Great American Tourist thing. We did a Segway tour, and this car came by that had a diplomatic license plate, and the driver tour guide said, "That's a Knight of Malta guy." And I had never heard of him. I'm like, what do you mean, Knight of Malta? What does that even mean? How does he have a dip plate? And he took me to the Magisterial Palace and then gave me a class on him. They've been around since the First Crusade in the 13th century. They've done everything from being just hospital service all the way to a sea power. They are actually credited with preventing the Ottoman Empire from taking over Europe. And I was like, that is fascinating. They have their own passports. They have diplomatic relations with multiple countries. They have a seat at the UN. They make their own currency. And I was like, sooner or later, I'm going to use them on a book. And that's when COVID hit. I'm like, now it's time.
Chatting with Brad Taylor, his new book is End of Days. All right, Brad, for those who are not familiar with him, who is Pike Logan and what is the task force?
Pike Logan is a counterterrorist commando. The task force itself is, people always ask me, do we actually have a task force? And we don't. I served, you know, most of my career in classified units, and we used to fantasize about it a little bit. You know, it's like, it'd be great if we had something like the task force that could do this, that they could run amok and do things. And we don't. And when I started building them, I was like, okay, there's got to be some kind of structure. Nobody's going to let these guys just go crazy. So I created the Oversight Council and created everything else. And now it's kind of living my little fantasy.
The title of the book is End of Days. What is the End of Days prophecy? Who believes in it? And why is it important, Brad, to many evangelical Christians?
Well, I actually, when I was doing research on the Knights of Malta, I delved into the thing called dispensationalism, which is a scheme of thought, which is basically believing in the prophecies of the Bible. This is going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to happen. And all Christians believe in it to a greater or lesser degree. I myself believe in it. I mean, Jesus rose from the grave after 3 days. Yeah, okay, I believe that. All this stuff is in there, but some of them believe into it much more tighter than others. And right before 1940-ish, everybody was just looking at the signs, saying, this is the end of days. After 1948, when the State of Israel was formed, people started saying, I'm not going to look at this end of days. I'm going to force it. And that's what the book's about.
COVID, a notable presence in this story affecting the geopolitical situation, as well as the ability of the task force to travel and operate internationally. Did you have any hesitation about setting your story amid such a current and rapidly changing situation?
I absolutely did. I mean, when I was writing this thing, I wrote my last book, American Traitor, and I went to Taiwan and Australia and Shenlin Night Market in Taiwan. There was 1,000 people there. I have a picture of my wife with 1,000 people around her. And then COVID hit. And when I was writing the book, I was like, what the hell am I going to do now? I mean, I know they're not there. So you now have a problem set of, when Pike's doing a surveillance operation in Sydney Harbor, there's only two people on the street, the bad guy and him. When you're doing, how are you going to fly around the world when nobody will let you fly into it? And so I had to make a choice. I actually looked at it very hard. On the one hand, I looked at it and said that, in 2022, if the pandemic's gone, who the hell wants to read about that? Nobody. On the other hand, it is a current event. It is what's happening. And I looked at the data stream and said, I don't think it's going to be gone by 2022. And unfortunately, I was correct. So I just wove it into the plot.
Let's talk about the drones you used here by the Hezbollah militias in this story. A pack of lethal punch, maybe unfamiliar to a lot of readers. In addition to these, what are the kinds of weapons and tactics now being used by terrorists that the United States should be most concerned about? And what about some new cyber threats, too?
Yeah, it's not you preface the question of whether it's, threats that terrorists are going to use. It's not a threat that terrorists are going to use. It's a threat that everybody's going to use. That's what they're going to do. I started studying that actually 2 books ago. I was like, these guys, actually 4 books ago, I had a drone trying to kill the President of the United States. It's happening. It's going to happen. Facial recognition technology is out there. Drones themselves that can fly long distances. And when we think about drones in the United States, we think of the Reaper or the Predator, these giant, big old things that require a runway to take off on. That's not the drones that are really the threat. The drones are the DJI drones that take off with some guy controlling his backyard. And they can carry about 4 pounds, and they can do a lot of damage. Azerbaijan went to war with Armenia, and Armenia had all the weapon systems they could have because of Russia. Azerbaijan had nothing but drones. And sure enough, they won that fight. So, yeah, it's a threat.
What is the Kataib Hezbollah, and what role does it play in your story?
Kataib Hezbollah is actually, I was looking for something. I mean, you don't want to do the same thing every book, and I have a lot of experience in Iraq. And it's kind of a twist a little bit because they're a PMU, an organization that was formed up to fight ISIS. And when they were fighting, first of all, Kataib Hezbollah killed all kinds of Americans when we were fighting Iraq. I mean, with explosive form penetrators and everything else, they were killing Americans left and right. And then ISIS blew up. And we're like, okay, enemy of my enemy is my friend. We'll help you fight ISIS. And we did. Well, now we're done with that. Now they're still saying we're going to kill everybody else. And they have, Iran supports them, it's funded them, Quds forces trained them, they're pretty damn deadly. The actual drone strike that killed a bunch of contractors on the airbase in Iraq that then caused us to kill General Soleimani was Kataib Hezbollah. And in fact, when that first thing happened, I actually had a conspiracy theory in my head. I was like, surely we didn't kill General Soleimani. The other guy in that car that nobody even remembers was the head of Kataib Hezbollah, who actually killed Americans. And I thought, okay, we killed him. And then we said, who else was in that car? Now I don't believe that's true. I think that we actually targeted Soleimani. But at the time, I was like, what in the world?
Who are Shoshana and Aaron, and what do they want from Pike and the task force in this book?
Yeah, so I was working through COVID and seeing how I'm going to do this. and nobody could fly overseas. But Israel has an enormously good vaccination program, and so everybody in Israel is allowed to go to the EU, the European Union. And I said to myself, oh, that's about perfect, because I got a couple of Israeli assassins on the shelf. I can pull them off. And so the Ramsad, that's the head of the Mossad, that's what they call him, he gets killed in Switzerland. And 90% of the Mossad says it's Israel, or I'm sorry, it's Iran doing this. 10% says, I'm not so sure about that. And that 10% says, okay, Aaron Shoshana, you need to go figure out, is this real or not? And that's where the plot starts winding.
You spent 21 years in the U.S. Army Infantry and Special Forces. How did you come to be a writer, Brett? And did you always know that you were a pretty good storyteller?
Yeah. Well, I've always been a pretty good storyteller. My wife says I'm Walter Mitty. So I've always been a way to spin a story. But I always wanted to write a book. I never thought I'd be a published author. I honestly didn't. I took a break from a special mission unit at Fort Bragg and came down to the Citadel to teach military science. And I had a lot of time on my hands. I mean, in between classes, there's not a whole lot going on. It's wildly different than being at Fort Bragg. And so I told my wife, hey, I think I'm going to write a book. And she said, yeah, whatever. And so I did. It actually sold, which became a kind of a conflict, because I'd come out of the promotion list to bird colonel. I was, my next assignment was 2 years unaccompanied to Southwest Asia. My daughter was entering high school. There was a lot of competing interests going on. And I decided to turn down the promotion and see if I could give writing a try.
I'm sure you're very disciplined as a writer, that from your military experience, right?
No. The last unit I was in, I mean, the special mission unit, there's no discipline there. I mean, you just run amok. I write when I write. I don't have I don't even have a writing desk. In fact, the worst part about COVID was I used to pack my laptop up and go out to the park or go to a library or go to the beach or go wherever, and then all got closed down. I have no writing. I don't have a system where I wake up at this time and start writing. I just write when it comes to me. And COVID destroyed all that. I mean, I'm literally looking at, I did Zoom interviews all day today, and my counter for the Zoom interview is literally a beer pong table my daughter made. I don't have any, I mean, I don't have any, I mean, if somebody said, take a picture of your writer desk, I'd say, I don't have one.
So how was it writing at home during COVID?
Terrible. It was horrible. This is the first book in my entire history of writing, and this is 16 books. Where I was late on a deadline. It was just mentally hard to do that. I couldn't go overseas to do the research. I couldn't do, it was just terrible. I banged it out and banged it out and banged it. When I was done, I was like, damn, that's a damn good book. But it was really hard to do.
All right, so you're hard at work on another novel, and if so, can you give us a sneak peek into what it's about?
Yeah, so I'm writing book 17 right now. And it's actually, I was looking at Jeff Bezos goes off into space, and I'm like, you know what? If somebody had ransomware and they locked into that thing and they'd killed a bunch of people, that would be the terrorist attack of the universe. And I just gave away the whole damn book. But anyway, there it is.
Brad Taylor, his book out now is End of Days, a Pike Logan novel. Brad, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And this is Speaking of Writers.